Hello, welcome back to my podcast, Truth and Wine. Before going into anything else, I want to start with an introduction. I know I have not been regular in uploading my podcast, and many people think that I do not upload episodes because I'm lazy. See, first of all, podcast was one of my bucket lists, and I started it with so much love and passion. But sometimes, you know what, things won't go in a way that we want it to be. Podcast was a planned thing, while radio show was an unplanned thing. Doing my engineering, completing all the deadlines, writing and recording for podcast, and doing a radio show happens every week, which is actually a tight schedule. And sometimes I was given another challenges like health issues, personal problems and all, whereby it became more difficult for me to go on a routine. Whenever I plan to record, I swear I used to get throat infection, throat pain, fever and all. Today while I'm recording this, I'm not at all feeling good. I'm not at all feeling great. Things around me are no longer giving me positive vibes. Works I'm doing are becoming unrecognized, lacking motivation every day. I want to wake up and do things, but I am not able to do anything. Sometimes I want to meet people that I love. Sometimes I want to socialize, but sometimes I completely want to be isolated. Sometimes I want to talk to my parents and share everything, but sometimes I want to sit alone and do nothing. Few things that came into my life unexpectedly made me like this. To be honest, I have gone through things that are way worse than this, but you know, right now I'm not going through a great phase, and this happens in each individual's lives. There will be a lot of people who might feel the same way. This is not depression. This is a phase where people are tired of things they used to do, where people want a break, where people just want to be themselves. This is a phase where past traumas haunt people. Past pain and traumas haunt them very badly. A phase where people might want to shout to the world what actually they went through all these years, but they cannot because of many barriers and restrictions. A phase where people hope to get their life back. Many things have actually demotivated me to continue my podcast, and if I have uploaded my podcast today, it is because I pushed myself for more than 2 weeks. I don't get any revenue from this podcast. All I get is a few people's love after listening to this, which is more than I can ask for. This is the 11th episode. It was on the 15th that I started my podcast, and this is the last episode of 2023. Last time when I did my episode, I just came out from my operation leave, and I thought I would upload episodes every week without fail. But in the last 3 months, my life changed so much that I still haven't processed what actually happened to me. So many things changed this year. I learned a lot of lessons, and I'm thankful for all those lessons that I have learned throughout this year. I gained a lot of things, I lost a lot of things, but above everything, my life taught me how to fight and not to give up. 2023 was a roller coaster of emotions, prayers, hopes, and whatnot. I'm sure you would also have so many stories to share, right? In my case, I learned, I struggled, I failed many times, I achieved many things, got backstabbed by many people, lost many things, and I'm sure I'll get through this also, because this too shall pass. Last time, I promised that I would share my operation story, so I told everything up to entering the operation theater in the last episode. So my operation was over by 12:30 and I was shifted to the room. I was unconscious and fainted several times. I couldn't walk for many days. It was really painful. All I could do was breathe and hope for some best days to come. I was alone in my room. I craved for people's presence, their love, but unfortunately there was not much people to talk to. Every night I used to cry because of the pain. My classes of S5 was started by then. It was not at all an easy task to start from the beginning and to complete all the portions. Every week I had dressing. The wound was not stitched. My whole flesh was scooped out and it was covered tightly. Every time my wound was dressed, they used to dip the cotton in the betadine solution and used to insert that cotton into that hole that was scooped. I still have no idea how I overcame that pain. I went through many battles, and after 1.5 months, I got out of my home and walked properly. Still, nobody knows the reason why that boil was formed, but whatever, it was a dangerous boil that could have even become a skin cancer. Thankfully, I'm okay now. The hole is now covered completely with skin. Still, it looks weird, okay? And the roller coaster ride has come to an end. This is the last few hours of the year, 2023. And before ending this year, I just want to thank all my life experiences for molding me into a person that I am right now. And a big thank you to all my listeners for patiently waiting for my episodes. I know I have made you wait for some times, but there was a reason behind it, and I hope your doubts are cleared. So wish you all a very happy new year. Enter into 2024 with zero hopes and a mind full of determination and hard work. That's my only advice for your year. And a special note, my 2024 episodes will only begin by February because I have sem exams on Jan. So see you in February. Take care and happy new year. Bye bye. And start your 2024 with a smile. See you in next year.